This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're now into hour number two on this live Friday, November 17th transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be here. Thanks for keeping us on the air in attack formation. Stay in attack formation. All right, I made Endgame in 2007. It's really the seminal film on the New World Order transhumanist depopulation takeover plan. And I found it very interesting because IBM suspends advertising immediately from X and Twitter after discovering its ads appeared next to pro-Nazi content. So they're definitely going after Musk right now for pointing out the ADL's created race-based politics to control America and end our free speech. But IBM literally created the first computers for race mixing studies, and Thomas Watson got the highest award from Adolf Hitler. And, of course, you have IBM and the Holocaust best-selling, New York Times best-selling book by Black that's dead on target. So it just shows how the real Nazis give us poison shots. The real Nazis cut off the food and water worldwide. While they tell us about how they're protecting us from Nazis all day, you have George Soros, literally a Nazi collaborator. Here's a clip from the film.
The Allies then smuggled thousands of Nazi scientists out of Germany and placed them in key scientific positions, ranging from bioweapons to rocketry throughout the military-industrial complex. The founder of IBM was a devout follower of Hitler. Thomas J. Watson had supplied his punch card computers and IBM technicians to the Nazis for use in the death camps. Tattoos on camp victims were IBM human identification numbers, which fed into the computers. IBM had used similar punch card systems as early as 1928 in a Jamaican race mixing study. The first real computers were literally invented by a eugenicist for eugenics.
That's just part of the almost three-hour-long film that's free online and free at band.video. Endgame blueprint for global enslavement. Meanwhile, we have Libtard. It's up on Infowars.com in the coal mine, meaning canary in the coal mine. Michael Rappaport says voting for Pig, D-I-C-K, Donald Trump is on the table because of the attacks on Jews. This guy is something else, ladies and gentlemen. He still attacks Trump, who brought peace and unity and all the rest of it, and still says he's horrible and calls him name after name, but says he's going to vote Trump if Biden doesn't do something about all this. That's coming up next segment. We also have Hamas going to be planning terror attacks on American soil. Says the FBI, I've been warning you this is coming next, whether the FBI stages it or whether it's real. That's their end game with 300 and something days out from the historic election. So start your engines. TW, Metatron, Wildcard. Again, anybody that want to give their name, just call them Wildcard. Mike, Karen, Todd, Danielle, Rick, Brian, your calls, Mike, are all coming up on the other side of this quick break. But definitely the world is in a transformation right now for the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is a historic time, and now's the time to get close to God and realize God created all humans and have a love for fellow humanity, but not let people use that love of fellow humanity to then bully you into giving up your sovereignty and your rights and your identity and your culture and your heritage. Be proud of that. And don't let the ADL tell you you're bad because you're Christian or you're white. And don't let Black Lives Matter tell you that. And stand up to them when they do that and say, you don't represent Jews. You want to cause a race war to persecute Jews so you get power out of their persecution. We know what you're doing. You want World War II 2.0. You're the literal grandchildren of the people that worked with Hitler to persecute Jews and then steal their money. And then certain Jews like Madeleine Albright and George Soros were allowed to steal the money and get out of Europe. We know who you are, Jonathan. We know what you're up to. We know who you are. You're bad. You're a bad man. You're the worst of the worst. selling out your own people. I'd say shame on you, but you have no shame. Now you're going to have to deal with God. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
We have told you they were Easter bugs, they were all nothings, and they were like it. We have worked around the clock to silence Herr Jones and anyone else that challenges our Easter bugs narrative. Of course, if we easy to silence Jones, we will have victory. Angela, he never gives up my fear.
Actually, he has best-selling books now. But that's not the problem. So now he has a new video game called New World Order Wars. Our experts believe it will explode and have a giant effect in the popular culture.
They're turning the friggin' frogs again.
Everyone else leave the room except Soros, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Klaus Schwab.
Say hello to my little friend.
What did I tell you? Control every facet of the media. Now that he has launched his video game, he will be able to fund his larger operation in InfoWar counter allies. And then he will have more video games and then children's toys. And freedom is so popular. Look at what they've done when we shut down Tucker Carlson. He got 50 times better. We tried to bully Joe Rogan, and now he's got it in our face. I will tell you all, you're the downfall of our new Reich, our new world order. What is Bill Gates, my friend, my lover, going to do? When he learns what you have done, my wife, Bill Gates, will be so angry. You have destroyed us all.
911 was an inside job. The lottery is rigged.
You tell them all. They do not visit AlexJonesGames.com and they do not download New World Order Wars. That is an order from the New World Order.
When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game, and when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? So go now to AlexJonesGame.com and download it.
The New World Order is no more.
With 353 days, 11 hours, 50 minutes, and 43 seconds until the most important election in world history. The forces of the New World Order are attempting to destroy our champion, Donald Trump. to try to bring business and jobs back to the Republic, trying to make us love the country again, try to secure the border. They are coming after him because they want to get to us, and we are about to go to your phone calls on this live, teleprompter-free, uncensored, unfiltered, global transmission of the Alex Jones Show. Great job with the crew and everybody that makes this transmission possible, particularly you, the listeners and the viewers. I salute you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting totalitarianism. That's who we are. We love freedom. They're going after Elon Musk because he liked a tweet saying, yeah, the ADL, the left, they are literally teaching that white people are inherently evil. You see it everywhere. We need reparations. Critical race theory is children as young as five. And Jonathan Greenblatt, the head of the ADL, because of blowback, has been all over the news saying this is the oppressed Olympics. Sounds like Rush Limbaugh or Tucker Carlson now. This is the oppressed Olympics. And, you know, a black disabled lesbian is on the top and Jews are on the bottom. Really, where you tried to put the white people and the Christians and the conservative Catholics? They have had open season. I can show you just from this week hundreds of videos of police being randomly beat up by black people, and the Soros DAs in New York and places just let them go. I'm not against black people. It's a tiny minority of black people that have been told you can commit all the crimes you want. Open air FedEx robberies in the middle of roads, and just mass looting, killing, crime exploding. Black on white crime predominantly. And when white people complain about it, or when the white shooter wanted to go kill white people because she thought that was trendy and cool, in Nashville they suppressed it. Because you can't let people know that the anti-white vitriol has reached such an incredible level that it's so dangerous. But then when it gets dangerous for Jews that Greenblatt represents, he's helping stir it up, knowing he'll then be the savior. And that's all he's doing right now. He knew exactly what he was doing, creating this whole cauldron. And just like George Soros and Madeleine Albright, their fathers worked for the Nazis, ratting out Jews, robbing their money. This is the upper crust of this whole leftist movement, of this group that creates persecution of Jews and then stands in as their saviors. That's the final equation. That's what's going on. And then they bring the Islamists in, that are a domestic group that engage in terror, so all of our rights have to be taken. But then it's not about 9/11 and the Muslims. Now it's about, oh, the Trump supporters and the constitutionalists and the evil white people and white supremacism, and that's what Homeland Security's for. Go ahead and play the Greenblatt clip. And then I forgot to play it yesterday. Get the Ray clip of him. It's only a minute and a half long in Congress on Wednesday. And he's like, oh, yeah, the terrorists are about to hit any minute. Absolutely. We don't even know where they all are. So, again, you can see the setup as if we can't follow this and remember this. Look, the public has a memory. They have a memory for movies and sitcoms they like and sports. But once the public starts thinking about memories about real issues, it's game over. This whole thing rests on the public not having a memory. I want nothing but prosperity for Christians, nothing but prosperity for Muslims, nothing but prosperity for Jews, nothing but prosperity for Hindus and Buddhists and Zoroastrians and agnostics and atheists. But the open season on white people and the open season on Christians and conservative Catholics, who are for whatever reason the main group they're attacking, is over. It may not end right away, but we're not cold, we're not cucked, we're not intimidated, we know what you're doing, and we don't hate you because you're black or because you're Jewish. We don't like you because the big banks and BlackRock are using you to control and foment us, and we want to live in peace, and we don't want to be part of this. So we see what you're doing. We embrace Martin Luther King Jr. We don't judge somebody off the color of their skin, but off how they perform. Let me tell you how this operation works. We have black folks, Hispanics, Asians, whites, everybody working here. We go off the work you do and how awesome you are. We got people that are every group that are awesome because they're all humans. They got red blood. And that's what I look at. I don't look at somebody, but that's how the real world works. Again, I've said this 5,000 times. I'll say it again. I don't go to a restaurant because a certain group of people own it. Is it good service? Are they nice? Is it great food? So I go to the black soul food places when I get time. It's in East Austin. I go to the best Chinese food restaurants. I go to the redneck places. If Hispanics own the best barbecue place near me, I go to that one, which they do. They're closing next year. It's so sad. One right on the street. Been there for 40 years. They're closing. Incredible barbecue. And I don't go, oh, Mexicans own this. I'm not coming here. I go there because they're nice. The food's good. That's common sense, folks. You don't listen to music because of what color somebody is. You listen to it because it touches your human soul. And the ADL doesn't want you to look at the end product of what the fruits of a tree are that Christ talked about. They want to be the managers of this racial hellscape they're creating. That's why I say the closest thing to a Nazi I've seen, race-based politics, demonizing certain groups, creating division, is the ADL. I'm not literally saying they wear Hugo Boss Nazi uniforms and secretly worship Adolf Hitler as the dumbass white supremacist. Oh, look, Jones claims the ADL are Nazis. No, I said they are race-based. And they're using racial politics, so don't you be dishonest either, and most of you are run by the feds. But I won't sit here and have the ADL brand America as Nazi when our country defeated.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Giant dump on us every day. Let's play Charlie Kirk. The Charlie Clerk, Kirk clip on Elon Musk. And then we'll go to your phone calls. Here it is.
We don't know what part Elon is saying is the actual truth. So let's go through this. Again, it's double negatives and misuse of the word disinterested. It's a strange tweet that Elon pinpointed on here. But the first part is absolutely true. Let's go to this. Jewish communities have been pushing the exact kind of hatred against whites that they claim to want people to stop using against them. Now, I don't like generalizations. Not every Jewish person believes that. But it is true. The Anti-Defamation League was part and parcel with Black Lives Matter. It is true that some of the largest financiers of left-wing anti-white causes have been Jewish Americans. They went all in on woke, and it wasn't just ADL. It was some of the top Jewish organizations in the country that have done that. In fact, we have seen this with the recent retreat of Jewish donations that are no longer going to be administered to colleges, right? Mark Rowan, Leon Kaufman. Can we get that full list? It's very powerful. The part of the so that's totally true. And by the way, Tucker Carlson reinforces this. So I'm going to kind of it was quite a day on the internet. Tucker Carlson.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't sit here and have the ADL literally say white people are bad inherently because of their skin color. And then when Jews get attacked because they've trained a mob of people to hate white people, and you turn around and whine about it. I think it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And we need to be fighting against this. All right. We got loaded phone lines. I'm going to take these calls, the order they're received. Each caller gets about 2 minutes. Even though these calls are great, most of them are great. Some are okay. Hell, I'm okay some days. But let's talk to Wild Card in FEMA Region 3. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to get to something about the election, but on everything you've just been saying, I agree 100%. There's Nazi influence. Our intelligence agencies, obviously, Operation Paperclip. But I think this newer form of takeover and control, I think, can be attributed a lot to Saul Alinsky. And, you know, Hillary Clinton went to college with him. Hillary Clinton wrote her senior thesis on how great Alinsky's ideas were.
And he pledged his big book, Rules for Radicals, is dedicated to Satan, to Lucifer.
Yes. And I think you could sum up all of his theories to divide and conquer, right? So all this stuff you're talking about, black on black, and it's extended now, or black on white and all of this, divide by race, divide by gender, you know, now we have it with the trans stuff, and it's just divide by economic class, and it's a way to, you know, make people fight each other, keep them distracted, whatever. I would love, the reason I bring it up is I would love if sometime you could do a deep dive into the history of Alinsky and even him with Hillary Clinton, because I think this new wave of
I agree. We should do a deep dive next week on Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky. That's a great idea.
I would love it, yeah. I really think that this wave of Democrats we have are like following this Alinsky playbook, and I think Hillary is a big brainchild of that. But
what do you make of it blowing up in the ADL's face, though? People really are getting this.
I'm not informed enough to speak on the ADL stuff, honestly.
What do you think of Elon Musk?
I like him. I like him.
Well, he's definitely taking people on, and I mean, he's doing irrevocable damage to him. So you got to judge a tree by its fruits. And right now, he's a wrecking ball. If he's evil, he knows they're going down. He wants to be in position once they fall. He has like a super high IQ. He may be even more evil than them. I'm not saying that, but I'm not going to sit here and trust him. Thanks for the call. Karen in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, thank you. Two really quick things. First of all, I wanted to talk about your turmeric supplements. My husband is having, like, arthritis in his hands, and he works with his hands. He was really upset, you know, having difficulty at work, and he tried that. And after a few days, you know, he was back to normal. So
What products helped him?
The bodies and the turmeric supplement.
Oh, yeah. Our turmeric supplement is the strongest on the market.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work immediately like ibuprofen. It does take a few days, but if you stick with it, it's really great.
Exactly. All the real stuff that works takes days. Like the iodine takes 2 weeks, and the turmeric takes about 2 days. You're dead on about that. It's because it's God-given, but it works way better. It just takes longer.
Yes, and it was amazing. So the other thing I want to let you know is a family member was hospitalized here in Santa Clara County in California, and we're still under COVID tyranny.
Oh, yeah?
All the staff, the patients, they have to wear masks all the time, and they test the patients periodically, even if they don't have symptoms.
Oh, yeah, they covertly brought it back in September, like I told people. They're still trying to bring it back.
Yeah, and not just that. He was on a locked ward, a psychiatry ward, where most of the patients there, they're on involuntary holds. So they can't even leave if they want to. And if one person on the whole unit tests positive, they don't allow any visitors for a minimum of 5 days.
Yeah, which they use as a control mechanism in some of these more corrupt hospitals to put them on ventilators and kill them. That is so sad. Well, I hope your family member makes it out of there. What's their name? Can we pray for him?
He's out of there now, but you can pray for him. His name's Anthony. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I really appreciate your call. We're moving quick through calls. Todd in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I got tremendous respect for you and what you're doing. First of all, I'd like to say that everybody's under the impression that C-SPAN, Washington Journal, is unbiased, but I know that they're not. And I've said some things on the Washington Journal. They cut me off. And my phone, I found out later, was pinged by the NSO. I'm going to tell you, every time I've gone to Canada, either through Portage, Minnesota, Sarnia, or the Windsor Tunnel, my phone has been extracted. And if I don't comply, they will turn me around and give me a letter to return back to the United States. Okay? Because of some of the things.
Oh, yeah. Canada is an incredible tyranny. It's a beta test for the New World Order.
Well, this is just the beginning, okay? So what happened was about a week ago, I divulged some information. And, in fact, on Facebook, I've got your website address on there, and they have a disclaimer saying, you know, a fact check. You probably know about all that. But they put that on my website, and what happened was I live in Ironwood, Michigan. The phone I was using is now in a forensic lab in Marquette, Michigan. The FBI sent the Ironwood police over here to get my phone and send it to Marquette where they can tear it apart. It only takes a minute to do forensics. But I know for a fact that, well, number one, the CIA is precluded from operating any type of surveillance on United States soil.
But they do operate domestically, so why do you think they're harassing you?
Well, because, like I said, there's some things that I said, okay, that they didn't like, and I got a 4-page email from C-SPAN telling me how they are impartial and how...
No, I hear you, brother. We're living in a giant surveillance state. I'm not cutting you off. I got to go to break. Thanks. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today, Man.video.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses.
the Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Another world. Another world. Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder. Another world.
Another time.
Another time. As I will scream and gorgeous
until the curses are cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your extremely interesting phone calls. Sometimes they're all over the map, but hey, it's still informative. Let's talk to Mike in San Francisco, where we just saw corporate leaders from around the world bow down to Xi Jinping and O'Biden. Biden say, we have the video here, that Newsom will be replacing him to be the president. Wow, these are incredible times. Mike in San Francisco on pensions, economy, and what's happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was real interesting the other day when I was out for my run to see all these big jets flying over and just heading towards the San Francisco airport. It was like, you know, like I say, within 15 minutes, I saw about 7 or 8 planes. It was pretty interesting. But pensions, I was just wanted to ask, like, I know a lot of the people that are working within the systems and stuff like that, they stay in because, oh, I got a pension or, oh, I have this. And so I was wondering if you could give me some information to look into to see what they have in store for our pensions, as far as, you know, taking them or, you know, just them being worthless when the economy actually crashes.
Well, that is really the $68 quadrillion question. And if you look at the different UN, WEF white papers and plans, they want to slowly devalue the currencies, then bring in central bank digital currencies that you can spend places and get discounts on things, incentivize you to go to those, but it only lets you spend the digital currencies where they say you can. So they want to segue into that. They want to take poor populations they control, get them on that. It's like welfare 2.0, domestication operation. And then they'll have a cascade of collapses, power outages, internet hacks, different things they're beta testing to bring in their new world order. They've said we'll use cyber attacks, power outages, viruses, terror attacks, wars to bring it in. So they've admitted that, and they always do what they say they're going to do. They act like we're animals. They just talk in these big globalist meetings like we don't even know what they're saying or even dial into it, though we have their battle plan. It's insane. 90% depopulation at least. In the next decade, they intend to put this into full force, a post-industrial world. So what they'll do is they'll plunge markets, plunge things, come in, give quadrillions back to central banks to prop it back up, and then say, one of their plans is, if you will pledge in a certain amount of your funds into a ESG system that gives reparations or does carbon taxes or cuts down trees to save the earth or gets rid of cows to save the earth, I'm not joking, they actually say cut trees down, we will then back up your currency and augment you're saving. But the bubble's imploded, the Ponzi scheme's over, and so they want to wreck it and blame it on wars and race war and calamity, and then have you opt in to, say, lose 30% of your value, but then you'll get this great digital ID and get discounts on things, and that'll be the only recourse you've got, they'll say, to then hold you hostage. So instead of going to prison like Sam Bankman-Fried, they'll just get more power out of the control they're launching. You sound like a smart fella. They keep people kidnapped via the pension funds. They keep them kidnapped in the system that way. But with inflation, Social Security, all of it's already basically worthless. So what do you think?
Yeah, I kind of think the same way. You know, I think about possibly pulling out, doing like a self-directed IRA or something of that nature, where at least I have control and I'm in the driver's seat of my own retirement. So I know you have a tax organization that works with you as well. Would that be a group that we could contact to get information on how to do it without paying the most in taxes?
Yeah, they're good folks. You might want to talk to American Tax Solutions or,
okay.
You know, I mean, there's so many. There's no perfect fix to this. I mean, it's we've already gone over the edge of the cliff.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
say. I would say, and I'm not your financial advisor. I would simplify, I would pare back, and then I would try to start small side businesses and just realize that you're not going to end up getting your savings just because of inflation. And there'll be something there, hopefully, but they're going to hold you hostage for that. And I would just realize that downsizing, but also getting another job. I mean, I think that's where this is going. What do you think?
No, definitely. I much see that finding multiple streams of income and then being more self-sustaining and getting out of the cities and just, you know, kind of reconstituting living in the country and things of that nature is kind of what we need to do now. Because like you said, we've already kind of driven off the cliff, and now it's just time to get sustainable, get protected, and kind of ride out the wave.
Well, exactly. And I appreciate your call. And you can see my bankruptcy filings, Bloomberg reports on it, you know, everything. They're like, Jones is selling his lake house to pay for his legal bills. I lived in that little, not even 1,500 square foot cabin for 3 years when my children were tiny. Rex is 21 now. Charlotte's 19. My middle daughter wasn't even around yet. And it was a long commute into Austin, 30, 40, 50 minutes, depending on the traffic. But when I ended up moving into Austin, I didn't keep the lake house like it was some investment. It's a little bitty house. I kept it because I loved it. Now I'm getting rid of it to fund the operation. And it's like, I haven't been there in over a year. It means nothing. So they're all celebrating in Bloomberg. Jones forced to sell his lake house. It's sentimental. It's a tiny little cottage. Beautiful little spot. But I'm in the war. I'm here. I'm not there. So it's all about downsizing and getting down to the very, very basics and then having friends and family you can trust. And that's the biggest wealth there is. Your relationship with God's number one. That's overshadows everything times a trillion. So that's 99% of it. Friends and family you can trust. Having firearms at work, knowing how to use them, storable foods, backup generators, whatever you got. And then family or whatever that lives on, 50 acres somewhere in case things totally collapse. And you got to haul your food and everything there. But by the time it gets that bad, you may not be able to get out of the cities. I mean, this is, skip the break coming up. This is that serious, brother. So I can't give you, any advice that I wouldn't give myself. Like Bloomberg had a big headline, Jones selling a cache of watches and guns and cars and boats. And yeah, it's like a 10-year-old boat and it's a cottage and it's guns my dad bought me when I was in high school. And it means nothing. I mean, my dad bought it. I care about the guns, but it's like I'm all in on that. And you can't imagine the faces of the 18 lawyers, the Democratic Party on the other side, when they lied and said I had $400 million. And I went into federal court and showed them everything. And the judge put three forensic accounting firms and made us pay for it, which totally made me broke, to come in and go, oh, my God, no one's ever given us, they said this in court, no one has ever given us more information than Alex Jones. And it was all true. Everything they said was a lie. Everything I said was true. Because they want to put me in prison. I already know that. But I tell the truth anyways. So when I tell you, folks, my back's against the wall. When I tell you I'm completely maxed out, a $30,000 boat, a $50,000 car, a lake cottage, which I don't even go to, have it all. What I care about, and imagine them spending $40 million the last year and a half in the bankruptcy against me. And now they admit $50 million the 5 years before suing us and trying to shut us down. They've spent $90 million in 5 years trying to shut us down in court filings. $90 million. And we've spent $20 million battling them because the goal wasn't to keep the crap. The goal, what we knew it was all rigged. It was to play it out and knowing it was rigged with judges that found me guilty and just knowing the world would move on. God told me, God said, it's all going to be rigged. Everything you guys can be taken. I know, literally, this is 5 years ago. You understand this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I am so trustful in God that I'm not even worried about it. I get frustrated. I get pissed off. I get angry. But at the end of the day, it's all part of God's master plan. All right, so we've got massive amounts of phone calls. Danielle and Rick and Brian and Wildcard and Carlos and TW and Thor and Mike and Robert. But let's play the little Fentanyl the Dragon. People love him. And since we had Xi Jinping visiting the West Coast, we'll play that. We'll come back in a few minutes, and I promise I'm going to shut up and go right to your phone calls. But I feel so sorry for people that aren't conscious, people that aren't with God, because I'm far from perfect, but I can glimpse God. I can see perfection. And to see perfection is to grasp perfection, is to be perfection. I'm to know how dirty and fallen I am, but man, I've seen the mountaintop, baby. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about it. I've been there. I've seen it. And you don't go up there and ever come back down the same, just like Moses. You don't ever come back down the same, folks. And you just see all these people serving evil, the follies of it, how pathetic it is if they just knew Christ, if they just knew God. We'll go right back to your calls after this.
Oh, hello! It's another Communist Chinese Dragon here with an important public service announcement. living your poop and needles and human sex trafficking and open borders and buy slave goods from China and do what the Justice Department say and put all the good Americans in prison and stay asleep. Your master Xi Jinping has arrived and our puppet Biden bowed down to him. Governor Newsom has also visited and bowed down to our leader, who is also of San Francisco, like all the other communist cities we control, has been flooded with fentanyl. But when the dear leader arrives, they clean the streets for him. Hello, poop people. That's what your master Xi Jinping calls you. But he does not look at the poop and needles that you live in. No. All the homeless taken away when your great leader there. And our puppet, Nathan Newsom, tell you. Oh, we always clean it for Xi Jinping, not for you.
I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all those fancy leaders are coming into town. That's true. Because it's true.
That's how we rub the poop in. Enjoy your shit-hosties. You are done. We own Hollywood. We own TikTok. We own almost everything. Now we buy up your farmland. You eat the buzz while we eat the steak. The last group to take out is any leadership that is resisting us, like Donald Trump. He will soon be in prison. And then, of course, we must silence any populace that resists us. And that is our next move. Good FBI. Good Justice Department. Good Merrick Garland. Good Jack Smith. Put Trump in jail. Put political dissidents in jail. Silence free speech. Censor everyone.
Also, we're very focused on the data we're collecting from surveillance efforts. What's being said on social media platforms?
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
We have launched an effort to be able to counter some of the negativity and reach out to people when we see hate speech being spoken about on online platforms.
They need to verify every single person on their outlet, because, and I want it by name.
My slaves, repeat after me. I am going to stay asleep.
Well, that was interesting. I guess our computer system crashed. That happens occasionally. Hey, a black screen's a good thing to look at. That's what we'll be doing. That's what we'll be like if we're unable to continue on here. You know, we could have like million-dollar equipment. That would never happen. We have like prosumer stuff that's $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 per piece of equipment. So it occasionally has a heart attack. Usually not when we're live on air. Usually when I'm cutting a piece or doing some tape report, it'll have a heart attack on us. We want to see the whole Fentanyl the Dragon report. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I want to play the FBI director from a couple days ago. I meant to get to Hamas could be planning terror attacks on U.S. soil, FBI says. Yeah, and Biden gave them $6 billion and $87 billion in Afghanistan, and they think when the attack happens that we are too stupid to remember it or understand it. But am I too stupid to remember the computer crash? Can we play that clip? I'm going to say it again. Very slowly to the crew in there. Can we play the FBI director clip? We can. All right. Here's that clip.
Today we got another stark warning on Capitol Hill about attacks that could be coming for Americans at home or abroad. And it came from our FBI director, Christopher Wray. Today, he doubled down on the alarm bells that he sounded just 2 weeks ago. Watch this.
In a year where the terrorism threat was already elevated, the ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the past 5 years. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula called on jihadists to attack Americans and Jewish people everywhere. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish communities in the United States and Europe. Our most immediate concern is that individuals or small groups will draw twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home.
Can the FBI guarantee the American people that known or suspected terrorists, including any from Hamas or other terror groups, are not amongst those gotaways?
Well, certainly the group of people that you're talking about are a source of great concern for us.
But there's really no way for you to guarantee that Hamas isn't in those.
Well, as you say, there's the unknown unknown and the known unknown.
Now he's quoting Donald Rumsfeld. So they opened it up. Biden said, come here, immediately surge. They did it. When it happens, it's their fault. Because like the ADL creates anti-Semitism. Same crap. The number one enemy of the Jews is the ADL. And whoever ordered Israel to stand down on October 7th. All right, I'm done ranting. I appreciate everybody holding. We will get to every caller that's on the board. Danielle in Iowa, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I want to thank you for waking me up. I've been a listener and a loyal supporter for 15 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lately, I've been a little strapped for cash, so I've been trying to think of ways that I can get the word out and still support
you. Hey, if you don't have two nickels to rub together, sweetheart, you just spread the word about the broadcast. That does a great job.
Yeah, so the idea that I had was I had two copies of your book. I had your signed copy, which I cherish, and then I had the copy that I ordered from Amazon to push you to number one.
Well, so I cherish you. Thank you humbly from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. I had the idea to put a picture out on Facebook, and I said, anybody interested in reading this book? And I got the response was overwhelming, so I'm shipping it out today to somebody in another state with the understanding that when they're done, they're going to pass it on to somebody else who wants to read it. And then the response was so overwhelming that I'm going to order like four more of your books and do the same thing.
Beautiful. Danielle, what's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just disgusted with everything that's happened in this world. But I thank you for waking me up. And because of you, I can sleep better at night knowing that I'm prepared and I know what's coming for me and my family. So thank you.
Well, that's the thing. Imagine the general public that doesn't know how dire the straits are.
It's sad.
The CIA and the ADL and all these groups are literally trying to create a religious, ethnic, holy war. They're openly doing it, and this is horrible.
It's terrible.
We should be pulling together to restore the economy, cheapen the price of energy, stop crime, build new industry. No, we're doing the opposite.
I pray for you and Owen and your crew and every truth teller out there every single day.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to go to break. I got a call during a few breaks ago from Norm Pattis, Owen Schroyer's lawyer, great guy. Owen's a great guy, too, who talked to Owen finally. We have an update on Owen Schroyer, finally, and I'm going to tell you about that. I'm going to do that at the bottom of the next hour, but I got to get to these calls. So we're going to return with Brian, Wildcard, Carlos, Adam, TW, Thor, Jordan, Robert, and Taylor. And that'll be enough calls the next hour. We'll get to all those calls next hour. And then we have Owen Benjamin, great comedian, really smart guy. Because Jay Dyer couldn't do the show today. We love Jay Dyer, too. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour ahead of the War Room, Harrison Smith, normally American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays at Infowars.com/show. He'll be hosting the War Room today for Owen, who is out on December 18th. And I got a full update on what happened to Owen, but because of stuff going on with him, I'm not supposed to tell you what happened to him. I'm not going to say anything.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.